Wow, it has been a hot minute since we've been back. Hey everybody, my name is Zetu Zwane and this is Blackato Health and Wellness Lifestyle Extended Conversations with Just Growth Babe on my YouTube channel and growth opportunities right here on my podcast. So I am so excited. So much stuff has happened. So catch up with me on social media. Catch up with me on my DMs. What has been going on in your lives? For me, I'm actually, you have no idea how like this week has transformed and how such amazing things are just taking place. One, I was invited finally to as a creative at the Luju Arts and Food and Lifestyle Festival that they had a private launch party, and I was one of the guests that was invited there as one of the creatives just to video the day and just to document all the fragrances, the indulgence, the juice and the flavors. So if you have not already followed me on YouTube, definitely head over to my YouTube channel so that you can watch some glimpses, a taste and fragrance and of that soul travel of that evening. I absolutely was in love with that opportunity because it had so many great vibes to it. It was so phenomenal. It was so much fun just to film and also just to be a part of that experience and a part of that launch. Just quickly, Luju Food Festival is in the Kingdom of Eswatini. As you guys should know, that I've been mentioning that one every time I compare my life in Oklahoma versus my life in Eswatini. So it's here in Eswatini where the festival is taking place, and it is on the September, on the 30th of September to the 1st of October, and it's going to be full of fun. It is an initiative. One of the top sponsors are Standard Bank Eswatini, and they are in support of local and small farmers. And you'll see in my YouTube channel, I said that these farmers, Swaziland has a very unique flora. Eswatini has a unique flora, an exotic flora of vegetation, and it just means that the honey itself has an exotic twist to it. It's definitely flavored differently. It's the same as doing cherry wine, pressing your cherries to make wine versus red wine or white grapes, for example, or the regular red grapes. So obviously those fragrances that are put into it, those ingredients that are put into it, are so flavorful. The one thing that I didn't take a video of, which I'm just like so bummed about, is the fact that they had we call them juju beans as hummus. They made them into a hummus, and it was like, I swear, okay, I absolutely love Malandela's. When I saw all the bartender people, I was like, I'm home, guys. I'm home in the middle of the week as opposed to my regular on Saturday. But I absolutely loved, this is just another excuse for them to, make you just take yourself out and indulge in something as small as hummus and pita bread. And talking about indulging, I've also released and published my first ebook, Body Confidence with Zetu Zwane. It's mostly about, body confidence is more than just a workout, and insecurities over your body can sometimes lead to depression, because these feelings of unfulfilled, these feelings of dissatisfaction, you don't like your body, it's something that is quite growing. So when it comes to I'm exploring this campaign, especially on my YouTube page. I've been publishing quite a lot of those ones. I'd love for you guys to check them out as well. I've gotten a good response and I'd love for you to join. But on my YouTube channel, I was like, we need to go back to romance. Oh my gosh, why is that such a difficult word to say? Excuse me. Romance your daily life. I think we need to go back to romancing your ordinary life. And what I mean by that is, I think what our eyes consume we become. And unfortunately, sometimes you consume something that is extremely unattainable because you don't know this person's life. We don't know the images that we're coveting on social media. And so can that lead to dissatisfaction? Absolutely. So we have to catch up on a lot today, but I'm going to hit you with the first one before my next podcast episode. So look out for that one, because in the next episode, I'll be talking about are you uncomfortable with nudity? And that story comes from such a funny thing, because I had an ad with a flash of a back and it made me so uncomfortable. But I love also that uncomfortability within myself, because then it helps me have a very honest and deep conversation with you guys, just to reflect and explore on why is it that you feel some type of way when you see a naked body. But today I actually want to talk about how do you then begin to romanticize. Ding, ding, ding. There is the word that I wanted. Romanticize your daily life and your everyday life in a space that feels like especially if you're like a Pinterest lover like me, where you are surrounded by images of, the Pinterest girl, the private jets and everything like that. How do you then take yourself away from it and accept the life that you're in right now, accept that your space that you're in right now? So let's get into this podcast episode. Today's episode is all about owning your body confidence. Everything you wanted to do about your body confidence, but struggled to succeed. Let's dig into it and go through it. The first and foremost thing that you've got to understand and got to remind yourself continuously is you're more than enough. And it's not just enough to say it one time. You've got to say it to yourself several times, every day. It has to be your mantra. When I was writing this book, I was thinking I explicitly said in the first few pages that this book is for the woman who finally wants to sit down and get into a conversation with herself, get into a space of healing with herself. You cannot succeed with this book. Nothing will work for you if you're not willing to put in the work. So bring a friend on this journey. Why don't you guys start this journey together? Buy the book, start the journey together, and then explore these moments together. But you've got to be willing to open up on that vulnerability, because sometimes body insecurity is the biggest hidden secret a lot of women keep. Insecurity does not exactly have to be face value. You can have a beautiful, confident woman who succeeded in so many things in her everyday life. She could be a housewife that is adored by a lot of community members and looked up by, including people like myself. You have no idea. For somebody who, I have a turning point in my life, but for somebody who adored career-driven, successful women, I have the craziest spot for church moms and house moms. I recognize just how pivotal they are in society and how, how much they've contributed and they take care of and they look after and they guard, let's say, the generational line. And so I have an obsession. I absolutely love them. But that loving and that adoring does not exactly allow her to be fully herself, I think. Let me just be the first to admit that. Because, if you see your house mom freaking out or whatever, don't you go, oh, why are you freaking out? Excuse me, and yet at the same time, in the same token, I absolutely don't like that when people minimize, your ability to be a human. But here we are in a space where your body shape is being confronted. Your hip dips are being demonized. They're filled with so many videos. Doesn't it feel like sometimes when you search on YouTube and you say hip dip workouts and you see thousands of them, isn't there a part of you, whether you consciously recognize it or not, that asks yourself like, okay, is my hip dips that much of a problem in society? Like, is it that much of a problem that it needs to be fixed? And whether you ask yourself this question, the minute you enter into that space where you begin to work out, it actually then confirms maybe that there's something wrong with me. And so sometimes I want to explore these images and explore the words that you consume. And I do that in the book because I wanted just to find out, you know, is there a way for me to maybe work on my hip dips without, I don't have hip dips, but is there a way for another individual to work on hip dips? Maybe for me, it'll be my thick athletic thighs that are in between and nowhere. You know what I mean? Not except they're not seen on social media, but they're, you know, they're not opposed. You know, I don't exist on social media. There's not enough of this, of, you know, these thighs to make me feel accepted. So is there a way for you to begin working on yourself without loathing yourself at the same time? Because I sometimes feel like when you then go onto the journey to work on yourself, sometimes when you're opening up that wormhole, you suddenly realize without even seeing it coming full force into you how dissatisfied you are with your body. It's only up until they're deep into the journey and trying to figure it out and struggling. So this is what's exactly for that type of woman or type of individual who is consistently has gone and dedicated themselves into the journey, but somehow the shock of realizing who they actually are brought a lot of fears of, I don't want to deal with that emotion. I don't want to deal with that space. I don't want to deal with those feelings. And yet part of your health journey, your wellness journey has to do with dealing with those uncomfortable spaces. So what do you do when everything else in life fails you and you've had several moments when you wanted to realize the best kept secret to all women is like loving your body? Your body impacts society because it leads to how you respond to many situations. Your body image influences your beliefs, whether you acknowledge it before today. It's also having some doubts about how the increase of women are doing plastic surgery to fit a certain look. And I've always said this. There's this woman that I thought she was just absolutely gorgeous when we were at the festival. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love your body. Like, oh my gosh, your body. What is going on? And then she goes, oh, you can buy this for $50,000. I have the same body as yours. I went and got your body. I just got mine for $50,000. But maybe you should join me. And she started patting my boobs, like, here in Africa, people get deep. There's no such thing as personal space, which, you know, if I can personally tell you, on this, as a side note, it sometimes angers me so much. But she started patting my boobies and saying that the only thing I needed to fix was my boobs. So she has my body, but I have smaller boobies than she does. So she was like, go and get it for $50,000, girl. And I was like, nope, I prefer going to the gym. You know, the gym doesn't cost me that much. Maybe it does over 5 years, but I'd prefer it cost me that much over a 5-year span than over a 1-year second. And I haven't gained any sustainability from that transformative change. Like, has it encouraged me to live a healthier life? Because sometimes, you know, as much as I love chocolate, the struggle with telling myself that, no, I cannot have chocolate every day, I can only have it on Sundays, has actually helped me establish a healthy lifestyle where chocolate has to exist on the Sunday. Whereas I feel as though if I bought this 2-second body, it would not have given me the discipline of failing enough to being like, okay, no, finally, I'm actually really sick and tired of coming back to this space. How can we permanently stay at the next stage where I was in the weight loss journey? Because you know what I'm talking about. That up and down journey of your weight loss journey. So there she is telling me that I could get her body. I essentially have a body, need to tweak my, you know, thighs and get bigger boobs. That was her conclusion to that conversation. And then that was the end of the conversation. I was like, nope, I'm out. Thank you very much. But why would you prefer pineapples on your pizza while your friend absolutely hates it? Yet body standards seems to be so one-sided. Everybody is for pineapples, even if you hate it. Like, who only because of how it is advertised and bombarded in your faces. Or maybe you don't like pineapples. Point is, the topic on body image matters because it's far valuable to your mental and emotional health than we are allowing society to believe, especially with the increase of, you know, just spending our whole entire day and whole entire lives on social media. How do you escape and then come back to your normal and come back to your everyday life and end up loving it? Because, excuse me. Okay, especially for me, you know what? I am a slight hypocrite because I absolutely love all those images with the girls holding the massive bouquet. But I did say in my book, doesn't it not make you feel insecure surrounding yourself with those images at some point? I know we all have different trigger images, and that is something that maybe you should consider. For me, the bouquets don't actually trigger me. They make me extremely happy. But a very weird thing triggers me a lot. And I think it has to stem with, you know, being a young national swimmer. I was like one of the few black swimmers. So you were always like picked on. People didn't understand your body shape. Not they didn't understand your body shape. I think they're just being rude, to be honest, because little white kids were around little black kids. You know, that was a norm. Okay. But, you know, little children are like that. So, but I think there's a point where if I spend too much time looking at a certain hairstyle, it's particularly wigs and weaves, it makes me extremely insecure because I've decided to become fully Afro. And I'll say that, I'll talk about that more in my next podcast episode, or in my next episode. But it makes me very insecure. So then that's something that I decided, and like internally, I needed to then surround myself with more images of women with Afro hairs, only because I made a distinctive choice. I don't know, you know, like I've got like this stubborn, you know, you not making sense kind of thing where I just ask myself one day, why is it that the beauty standards are more accepted when the woman is wearing a wig? You know, it'll be the same thing maybe with white women or white people, where why is it the beauty standard is more accepted or more coveted, or she looks adventurous and exciting, something mysterious about her, when it's somebody who's blonde and with blue eyes? And so I made it an effort because I feel like wigs are ruining edges. I made it a point just to go natural. And I do dreadlocks, like half dreadlocks, and then I take them out and then I do them again, just comb up my hair. But you know the cycle. So I consciously made the decision to I do wear wigs, but I have natural hair. So I consciously made the decision to have natural hair and then force myself to explore how can I make natural hair exciting and invigorating. But that is the same in your life. Do you ever stop and just ask yourself, how are these images making me feel? Because sometimes you don't catch it. But I've learned to catch when an image starts to build an insecurity within myself. Because let's say I'll watch a couple of shows, and then I'll start loving the one girl with the wig, right? With the weave, with the very beautiful, I love the beautiful, bouncy, curly, deep curl hair. And so you find myself, then I'm going to stop watching her, and I'll move on to Pinterest and I'll search her. Then I'll move on to Instagram and I'll search that same type of style hair. And so within like close to a week, I've surrounded myself with an image of not who I'm not. And then I find myself kind of like, the point where I actually consciously stop myself is when I start thinking, oh, that is a beautiful, like, that's the beauty standard. And I've learned to catch myself, because it's become very important for me to accept who I am. And I also did that because at the beginning of this journey with you guys, I did say that I was obsessed with CrossFit bodies. And I went and I built a CrossFit body. Okay, I was in the gym. I was hitting glutamine and BCAAs, 5 liters, you know, like I was on it, a gallon, you know what I'm saying? And then as soon as I got the body, I loved it in the I loved in the bikinis because it fitted the image of the bikinis like that I saw online, and I was obsessed with it. I used to stroll around, would work out for 4 hours, and then take a break in the swimming pool, go dip in the swimming pool in Oklahoma City, and then come out again and then go work out again, especially on Saturday. So that was my Saturday routine. But when I wore a dress, I wanted to cry. I wanted to punch the mirror. I wanted to throw the mirror out. I wanted to, you know what I mean? I wanted to smash. Who's this person? Like, who's this woman that I'm staring at? That is not me. And yet, that was me. So in a lot of ways, I felt that made me realize, I had bought into the idea, which is not bad, you know, because that's like a healthy idea. But I loved my Coke body bottle, and I had lost it to, you know, big arms and like and now expanded abductors. Unfortunately, that's the side of your side of your stomach. Mine is not going to go back to the Coke bottle shape. Okay. So that really, you know, traumatized me a lot. So it kind of made me think, and maybe I can ask you guys the same question, and definitely do let me know in the comments. Have you ever done an extreme body change? You know, it could be even be dyeing your hair maybe, and it came out properly. I'm not talking about when you dye your hair blonde and it comes out orange. I love you, okay, friend, but we all know that you were traumatized by that moment. When you did that transformation, even if it was a good thing, did it actually make you like yourself? Did you love yourself for it? Or did you feel like, oh my gosh, actually, wait a minute, the old me was, I actually like the old me, you know, but I could tweak a little bit here. And so in a way, you're feeling like I've just bought myself into a lie. And so that's how I feel like about the weaves women, the wig women. Because here's the thing, you're going to take that wig off at night. This is actually my biggest thing. You're going to take the wig off at night. And I'm going to be sleeping with my afro. And it always used to traumatize me when I was a little kid. When every time you unbraid, it just felt like this massive transition of ugly just came across. And so I hate that shock where you've sort of covered yourself so much, whether with its clothes or with makeup. And then at night, you have to undress all that covering and be naked with yourself. And so I hated the massive transition. Even when I was a little kid, you know, I've always been extreme. I think you guys are gonna start picking that up because, okay, number one, I was like, this is a freaking joke that you're going to make me do extensions all the way to my bum, and then I'm going to take it off, and my hair has not grown to the length of my bum. So I shaved my whole head. I got underneath the, you know, and I had an African mom, so best believe I got a whooping for life, okay? But I remember consistently going underneath the table and shaving my head off because I felt like, no, I do not want to, I don't want to go through that shock. You know what I mean? And I was like, I think 10. I feel like I was very crazy all the way till I was little. But like, even at age 10, I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do the whole thing where I love the braids. And then I must have the shock of my afro hair again. So part of then having that afro hair is, okay, how do I look after this hair? But and in the same token, part of having your body is, okay, I have naturally hip dips. I have naturally small chest. A roundish belly. It's just in my family. That's my generational line. That's the generational beauty of my line, like of who I am. I am a body piece of art of a generation of people who've come before me and women. And so how can I look after her image and her shape? And so those were the kind of things that I wanted to explore when I was writing all of this. So one of the first things, I'm just going to break it down for you guys quickly, is just to hold on to a different kind of confidence. So confidence, I feel like, is like believing what people believe. You know, at some point, everybody, okay, I say this in some of the health magazines, there were women who kind of looked like me, kind of had a Coke bottle body, you know, small, they were focused on, you know, bikini shape. bikini shape models, right? And so I love that health magazine. I went after that body shape. When you pick what kind of body shape you want to go after, then they give you a workout plan based on that one. But then in no time, it came with the CrossFit women who have significantly more bigger arms, more athletic arms, excuse me. And then I was like, no, actually, no, because we have been here and we don't like her. I don't accept her, you know? So what if that's, if I can't take what the world gives me, because every time it's changing, there's a new quote unquote trend. Whereas I'm not a trend. You start looking at yourself as a generational line of beauty, as a generational line of artistic work, as a generational line of tapestry, weaving each and every generation and getting into the next generation and putting the image that you have, you are drawing it and painting it, if you will have children, into that next lineage. So I wanted to then be like, okay, if that's not going to work for you, why don't we look at how God will work for us? And I think a lot of the time it has to, you know, what I've always been consistently saying is finding God in those healing spaces. We have all these ideas of what people want, but we hardly remember or write down the promises that God has for you. And those ones are consistent. And I would much rather pick those ones. I found them to be far more valuable and worthy to self-healing from body insecurities because they are consistent. A human, like I said to you guys, first of all, actually, I wasn't really offended with the hip dip thing because I remember I was a Coke body bottle. But then I was surrounded by hip dips as a national swimmer. All the girls had hip dips. And those were deemed as sexy back in the day. You can look at magazine articles from the 1920s or 1930s. So the world changes. It doesn't change and leave you alone. It changes and demonizes your body. It changes or over-sexualizes your body. But what you want to do is understand what is beauty in a lineage of understanding, in a lineage of I've been always beautiful. I am an artistry of beauty. I'm an artwork of phenomenal women who've come before me. Even if you may not have a good relationship with those women or in your family or whatever the case may be, but you are that generational line of beauty. So I really wanted to focus really hard on God's promises because at least those ones are unchanging. I mean unchanging by go and read the Bible. I'm not saying go and listen to another podcast. I mean, not another podcast. Go and listen to another pastor or another church. Sometimes different churches have different ideas, but if you just physically take the Bible or take the verses that are in there, those are unchanging. They will never change from time to time. Yes, your interpretation and your understanding of them may change because they say the word is living. You know, God is living, the word of the living God. So it'll come to you in a different way as you grow into understanding, you know, what is my body outside of the standards of people, but in this unique capacity of what I can be as a human being here on earth, in this unique capacity of how I can make my ordinary life romantic and exciting in a new and in genuine way, where I take my rest very seriously because it is part of my emotional healing and a part of my emotional growth. So those kind of things are what my book, you know, explores, especially on a weekly basis. So on a weekly activity, you're going to take one of those examples and then explore what do they mean to you. Break down what do these images mean, collect images that, you know, will redefine your beauty standards, by focusing first on your body, being naked with yourself and seeing yourself for who you are, and then beginning the process of loving who you are and untangling all those past labels that you've once been called. And so then moving on to the next thing where we say, wake up with intention and dress to conquer. So one of the next activities with that one would be including just to take that far most valuable information you can ever take on your self journey. Is don't just do self-care simply because it's a fitting hashtag on social media. And you can't wait. Yes, I have the smoothie cup that is all over social media. But it's more than that. It's just exactly what I said. If you... It's okay to absolutely love and adore somebody. But don't allow them to the point where you hurt yourself in the results. Let's say, for example, again, going to look for those... hairstyles and then only to have the shock of, oh my gosh, but my hair is not like this, or my body is not like this, you know, because sometimes that happens. It happens when you buy dresses, right? There's some stores that have like figures of very, very exaggerated or very curvaceous women, you know, and so when you go buy yourself that same dress, you're kind of more straight than the other one, you're kind of more petite, you just don't exactly match that image on there. And that is absolutely okay. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with getting inspiration from clothing. But don't hurt yourself and cause yourself anxieties and dissatisfaction and depression because when you clothe yourself in the same thing as her, you are not satisfied with what you see in the mirror. Exactly how I felt like with the CrossFit people. But I absolutely love you guys, you know. I love CrossFit people. I just watch them and I still follow a lot of CrossFit bodies, but I will not be doing those exercises. Excuse me. Anyway, so that's what I mean by wake up with intention. It's living with the conscious intention. I think when we spend most of our days looking in our phones, having that rhythmic normality where the phone dictates even like your expectations of what you want out of life, your phone is telling you that to a certain degree. And I will be talking about that later because I noticed it was something that I've been doing and it's been irking my whole existence. And Jesus and I have decided that it's a no. We will not be hurting ourselves with letting the phone decide your life as opposed to you deciding your life. But how often are we doing that when you are consistently looking at bodies that do not match who you are? And then if you're the 54% of women, you're reaching out to the knife to get yourself changed and fixed. There was nothing about you that needed to be fixed, girl. And so this book is just, you know, talking about how to clothe yourself with beauty and that adoration that you are worthier than rubies. And so if you believe that this is something that's for you, if you believe that this is something that you want to explore in your life and you've had those kind of senses where, you know, let's say like me, the 10-year-old, okay, hopefully you don't cut your hair because that is extreme. I feel like women who cut their hair, that is an emotional cry for help. It's good. But it's also good to say why. It's not okay just to like do the extreme thing away, cut your hair. But, you know, maybe the little child in me or the little girl in you also sees that, hey, I was doing it because no, she is not making me feel satisfied, wanted, and loved. There's something more for me in life than just copying a certain workout because 10 billion videos said there's something wrong with my hip dips or 10 billion videos said there's something wrong with my thighs. And I say this because you will, in my next episode, I'll be talking about how it's connected to your emotional health and your satisfaction with life. Sometimes your dissatisfaction with your body has a big influence on how you are satisfied in your career and how you are willing to then propel to the next stage. You cannot propel to the next stage in your career, in your life goals, career goals, if you are unable to see the connecting ties of what makes you give up, what actually makes you feel dissatisfied in life. And sometimes merely the one thing that is making us dissatisfied is chasing after these images and then consistently and letting them sink into your sub-being instead of exploring who you and how beautiful you are as an individual, and what type of tapestry and artwork you are, your voice, your how you carry yourself, how you look after yourself. All those things can be beautiful. All those things can be romanticized if you just take the first step to working towards a better self. So I hope you guys really enjoyed, and I hope you will go check out this ebook so that you can enjoy far more exercises on it. I made it a 4-week exercise. What I like to do, because I like to do the same thing with my Bible plans, even if it's like a 7-day exercise plan, if I absolutely love it, I go back. I've scribbled the first few times with my in the exercise book, because it's like it gives you 4 pages just to write out your heart out. If you're uncomfortable the first time, I hope that the second time when you go through the book, you really dig deep into it. And then I've also purposefully posted these articles and sharing these videos with you guys, because I want it to be a continuation, a support, you know, glimpses of, okay, can we go deep into the first week? Can we go deep into the second week? So you guys can have a complete and deep understanding of where this book is going and how this book can help you when it comes to releasing anxieties and the depression that you have over your body image, and finally living a life of breakthroughs with me right here on Blacker to Health and Wellness Lifestyle, or on Just Growth Babe on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much again for you guys for tuning in, and definitely go and check the book out. Have a life of breakthroughs. Ciao.